Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice continues to take a hard line on Iran, but Rice may now find that stance a tougher sell on the international stage. That's because of a U.S. intelligence estimate that was released this past week. The report concluded that Iran stopped trying to develop nuclear weapons 4 years ago. The intelligence estimate gives diplomats some breathing space, but it's not clear just how they'll use it. Neither Washington nor Tehran seems in the mood to compromise just yet, NPR as Michelle Kellerman reports.
While the National Intelligence Estimate says Iran does not have an active nuclear weapons program, it did say the U.S. believes Iran had one before 2003. So Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has been arguing the world needs to keep an eye on this, and she points out that Iran is violating Security Council resolutions that call on it to stop enriching uranium, which could be used for a bomb if Iran restarts a weapons program. Rice says the only way to make Iran obey the Security Council is to keep passing sanctions.
We are going to continue our work on the Security Council resolution. Indeed, our political level officials are going to meet sometime this week, and we're going to continue on the UN Security Council track.
Her European Union colleagues have backed this course, but Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov did not sound eager Friday after a meeting with Rice to go for a new round of sanctions in the wake of the U.S. intelligence report.
It fully confirms the information we have, Lavrov said, that there is no military element of Iran's nuclear program. He said it's important that the International Atomic Energy Agency is able to continue its work. Lavrov clearly sees that part of the diplomacy as the priority, rather than sanctions. The IAEA's Director General, Mohammed El-Baradei, has said that the national intelligence estimate removes the sense of urgency among diplomats, though he adds, we're not out of the woods yet.
We cannot just rely on the national intelligence assessment by the U.S. It's good news to hear that it is consistent. It tallies with our assessment, but Iran still needs to work with us.
The IAEA has been trying to get Iran to follow through on its pledge to answer questions about its past nuclear activities. European negotiators have been trying to revive talks on how to move forward and get Iran to suspend enrichment activities in return for economic and diplomatic incentives. But the point man on those efforts, the European Union's Javier Solana, sounded frustrated with his new Iranian counterpart when he met him at the end of November.
I have to admit that after 5 hours of meetings, I expected more.
An Iran expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Karim Sajjadpour, says from what he's heard, the Iranian negotiator, Saeed Jalili, is uncompromising and simply restates the talking points of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Jalili is very much a hardliner. He's a close ally of President Ahmadinejad, and the Europeans simply find him incorrigible. They don't think that he's a person that they can do business with. They don't think that he's a person on which this nuclear issue will be able to be resolved.
Speaking by phone from London, Sajjadpour said he thinks Europeans might be able to use this as a way to hold together the international coalition against Iran and push for more sanctions, even if watered down by Russia and China. As for real diplomacy, that is, negotiations between Iran and the West, he sees limited options right now because the Iranians have shown no signs they're willing to compromise and feel vindicated by the U.S. intelligence report. And U.S. officials, even those who might want to engage Iran, don't want to make it look like they're rewarding a hardline Iranian government.
We're in the third round of a 9-round fight, and the U.S. and Iran are really pushing alternative visions for the Middle East, and the nuclear issue is part of this puzzle, but I don't think we're going to see a resolution anytime soon, because really neither actor, neither the United States nor Iran, believes it behooves them to slow down or to compromise at the moment.
For the time being, Sajjadpour sees a diplomatic stalemate, with Europeans eyeing parliamentary elections in Iran in March in hopes that moderates make some gains, or that somehow Iran's former nuclear negotiator, Ali Larijani, will come back into the picture. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.